God raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Kindness, Krestates in Greek, is one of the great New Testament words. It epitomizes what it means to live for the Lord.
Kindness nurtures, cherishes, and approves. It is the very opposite of the boorishness and arrogance that worms its way from homes behind closed doors through the portals of all too many fellowships.
It is those who are most dead to their own desire for glory who best show forth his risen life, achieving much because it never crosses their mind to siphon off blessings to their own advantage.
Lord, as the pressures mount, it's so easy to adopt a stance that puts other people down with a steely glance or disconcerting word. Open my heart to better ways of reaching out, and so narrow the contour map between how I am and how I would like to be. Take whatever action is required to fill my heart with this loving kindness. Root out the poison of unkindness until each spiteful word is put to flight. For although our ultimate transfiguration will occur in the blinking of an eye, inner transformation does not come overnight.
Lord, when you created children and animals with the instinct to run and play, you were putting something of your own nature in them. We leave the hue and cry now to inhale fresh air, for from a wise mind comes wise speech. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body.
May we learn to admire without envy, to praise but not flatter, and to take heed as we lead, never to manipulate, lest we shatter all that you are seeking to bring about.
You treasure our efforts to make our words as seasoned salt, calm and comfort our tempest-tossed souls, that we may apply the timeless balm of kindness. Then we will be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in our Father's house.